Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another installment of the Aquila Group of Funds podcasts. I'll be your host today, Matthew DiMaggio. Today, we are accompanied by Jeffrey Hanna, Portfolio Manager of Aquila Narragansett Tax-Free Income Fund. Thanks for being here today, Jeff.
Great, Matt. Great. Always great to be here.
Fantastic. If I can, I'm just going to jump right in here. The Fed decided to sit tight on short-term rates early this year, and it seems the sentiment in the markets seems to be the same here in March. What are you thinking about, and how does it affect how you manage their portfolio?
Yeah, it's kind of said and been pretty consistent all along here that, you know, the markets got ahead of themselves and had this aura that the Fed was going to make cuts in late 2023, early 2024, and we're not going to force the Fed's hand. And I think from that standpoint, the Fed has more time on its side. It wants to be certain that when they do begin cuts, that it's at the right time. And we'll continue to watch the data before deciding to make those cuts. I mean, there's an expectation here that there'll be two or three cuts in the latter half of the year. As far as management, I mean, it's kind of steady as she goes. Clearly, you know, having some opportunity here if rates are rising because inflation's maybe a little bit sticky, there's some opportunity out here to take advantage of that.
Thank you for the color there, Jeff. Definitely top of mind for investors. I wanted to address a topic that is very relevant to muni investors, which is muni-to-treasury ratios. Muni-to-treasury ratios have been below average for an extended period of time. It seems the only part that is in line with historical average is the long end of the curve. So what's your take on what's going on there with the curve, and what's it going to take to see some change there?
Well, I think there are a couple of items here at play. You know, there tends to be some seasonality to the tightness this time of year, you know, prior to tax time. And I think that's playing out. But, you know, tax equivalent yields still look fairly attractive given the overall credit quality and the relative value versus taxable bonds. You know, with respect to the long end, again, when you're looking at 30 years, you know, again, a lot of folks aren't necessarily investing out that long. There are certain folks that do, but most individuals are focused a little more on the intermediate term, you know, in the intermediate range of the investment. So I think from that standpoint, again, there's still a little bit of tightness in here, but again, that's going to vary over time, but still some good relative value. You know, and I think we'd need to see some sustained increase in issuance and perhaps some credit deterioration to have those items, those percentages, move a little bit closer towards back towards historical norms.
Fantastic, Jeff. An observation that I've made is that we haven't seen a confident municipal market really since the bottom of the market a few years ago. What can you say about that? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think, again, I think people are hesitant to jump in because valuations seem to be a bit strained. You know, I think there is some concerns over higher interest rates, you know, potentially. But historical prices in that asset value is still at lower end of the range of the long-term average. You know, and fixed income, again, you have to remember, fixed income provides some steady stream of income. And under normal circumstances, you know, tend to provide some downside protection, you know, versus equities and those assets that tend to be a little bit more volatile. You know, we happen to be in a time when the Fed has, you know, raised rates pretty much at an unprecedented level, and we're kind of nearing the end of that. It's just a matter of, you know, how much longer before the Fed actually makes cuts. And I think that's going to, again, take a little bit longer to play out than most people are comfortable with or even being patient with.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your recognition of the income side of a municipal investment. So thank you for that. Tracking this year so far, it seems the year-over-year supply is growing just a bit. What do you think it'll take for municipal issuers or state issuers even to really have that supply number pop a little bit here in 2024? And just as important, will the demand side be able to support that?
I mean, we have issuance, continues to be strong. I mean, the issuance is up about 34% year to date. Demand is still there, and that's certainly demonstrated by the tighter Treasury ratios we spoke of earlier. I mean, some of this supply is a result of the decrease in the Fed monies we saw during the pandemic. You know, an additional impact may also be the election cycle, which normally sees considerable drop-off in issuance towards the end of the year. So folks, again, I think are trying to get issuance out a little bit earlier in anticipation of that before folks become, complacent with putting their money back to work as we get towards the end of the year and the election cycle.
Great coverage on supply. So while we're on the topic of supply, usually the numbers are documented on a national level, but of course the national level of supply doesn't trickle down evenly to each state in the union. So how is the state of Rhode Island looking for supply?
No, that's a great point, a very valid point too, Matt, that each individual state has its own needs for issuance, and that can vary widely from state to state. Again, there's also some seasonality and federal money's impacts as well, as I mentioned. Again, I expect there to be a pickup in issuance in Rhode Island in particular as, public schools bonds continue to come to market. We did see a couple of other issues come to market early on in 2024 that were not necessarily expected. So that's provided some good supply into the market as well.
And really, while we're on the topic of Rhode Island, is there anything else you've observed happening in the state or local landscape?
Yeah, well, we did see a number of bond referenda last November for local projects that'll need to be funded within the next year or so. You know, a lot of cities and towns, passed bond issues that are still waiting to come to market. At the state level, we expect, bond referenda that'll support certain industries that the state's attempting to promote, such as biotech, cybersecurity, and the blue economy. And that means essentially those industries that are supported by the comparative advantage we have here in Rhode Island as the ocean state.
Fantastic, Jeff. Would really like to close here by speaking about the fund, the Aquilina Arrondanza Tax-Free Income Fund. Could you tell us about the current positioning in the fund and how you're managing in this environment?
Sure. Yeah, as always, we're always working to increase the overall yield in the portfolio, so taking advantage of the yield curve, particularly when we see movements higher in interest rates and as we get some supply out here. Again, new issue supply is, has been a little bit light from the standpoint of going forward from where we are. And again, limiting the fluctuation in the NAV as best we can during increased times of market volatility, and ensuring that the credit quality remains near historical levels. I don't really anticipate that changing at all. So I think from that standpoint, kind of steady as she goes, keeping things as we've always we always have.
That sums up for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And, of course, as always, thanks for being here and providing great insight, Jeff.
You're welcome, Matt. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor of the fund. This presentation by Clarfeld Financial Advisors, LLC, the sub-advisor to the fund, is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from Clarfeld or any other investment professional of your choosing. Opinions shared are those of the portfolio manager and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor or sub-advisor of the fund. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020.